Valentine's Day means the start of spring training. As
pitchers and catchers report.
I feel warmer already as the pitchers and catchers report to Goodyear, Arizona to, I guess, officially start spring training.
Right. And several of them have been down there, you know, long before this. Because that's one of the things that have changed about spring training over the years with the Indians and many of the other teams having these state-of-the-art complexes in Arizona, where a lot of the guys live in Arizona, and they go there, they work out.
Oh,
you know, basically, they're fresh, fought all the right food, injuries that's there were in the past. Like when I first started covering, even the Indians were in Tucson then, the old Pueblo used to be called, Corbett Field. And a lot of these guys come strolling in, and most of them, you could tell, kind of like ate on beer and burgers a lot in the offseason. They were sweating it out, losing weight, kind of playing themselves into shape.
Uh-huh.
Where now these guys show up in really good condition, and again, it's there. So while we talk about their reporting, it's the official reporting day, but it's changed so much in that, in effect, a lot of these guys train all year long.
Okay. Why did the pitchers and catchers go first?
Because the thinking always is that pitchers just need more time to get their arms in shape. Most hitters say about 3 weeks and they're ready to go.
Okay.
And especially now where they can take batting practice in the off season and everything else. They don't have to sweat out the burgers and beer. Most of them are in really good shape. The pitchers, because they're always trying to figure out how best to train the arms. How much should you throw? How much should throw? How much exercises you should do? They're still playing around with that.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that, need more time than the hitters. I mean, for example, last year, remember they had the World Baseball Classic was sort of in the middle of March, and that's where the different teams are on.
Right.
And Terry Francona was petrified that Andrew Miller, who was the Indians' representative, a pitcher, mm-hmm. was going to get hurt. And I really believe, and I've talked to some other with the Indians, Miller was good last year, but not great like he's been. That basically it would happen, he went in there and you have to throw too hard, too early to try and get him out. Because what these guys will do in spring training, Amanda, a guy will say, you know what, I need to work on my slider.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go throw two innings and throw almost all sliders.
Yeah.
Or a guy say, I'm just kind of building up my arm, and Corey Kluber may throw 93, 94 in a regular season. He's out there throwing 89, 90. It may not sound like a difference, but it really is. Just kind of building the arm strength. That would be just like if you're a sprinter, and you normally run a normal person, a 100-yard dash in like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in 8 or 8.5 just kind of to get loose and get my legs going. So that's why they come earlier. But when you go down there, what you really do see? For the most part, you see people playing catch.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
Are you expecting a different tone? Because, the season ended abruptly with a loss to the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs. Are you expecting a different tone at spring training this year?
Well, a lot of people in Cleveland, it's like, oh, boy. They lost Carlos Santana. They didn't re-sign Jay Bruce. They really didn't get much of anybody, So they're not going to be that good. But nationally, people are still picking the Indians to, at the very least, win their Central Division and probably, be in the final two playing for the American League title. A lot of places like the Houston Astros, I do too. Some people like the Yankees. But, they're in the discussion of the elite teams in the American League.
Okay.
Which, when I was a kid, was like, didn't even exist.
It wasn't even a conversation.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. I was just kind of looking up things for columns. I just kind of sort of picked sort of stuff at random, and I looked like the 71 Indians lost 101 games, and the 91 Indians lost 104 games.
Wow.
And even the 2000 Indians lost like 97 games, mm-hmm. and 2012 they lost 90-some. The last 5 years, the Indians have had the best overall record in the American League. Now, there's a variety of reasons, but what do you think is the most important reason for that success?
It's the pitching.
You got it.
And it's intact.
It is intact.
Yeah.
And in the last 3 years, they've either had the best ERA or second best ERA in the American League. Right now you have five pitchers who won at least 10 games.
Yeah.
You go with Corey Kluber and Carrasco at 118. Trevor Bauer won 17. People forget about Mike Clevenger. He won 12.
Right.
Josh Tomlin won 10. And in 2016, Salazar made the All-Star team and hurt his arm. He's coming back. A pitcher that I like a lot who's going to make the team this year, they'll either start or be in the bullpen is Ryan Merritt, lefty. Mm-hmm. Remember, he won the big game in 2016 over Toronto. Teams would love to have some of this pitching. The temptation has been all winter. It's kind of like they've had these talks about trading Salazar, but they haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And I still think that could happen.
Really?
You know, because they're still looking for another outfielder who could hit, especially a right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
But in terms of right now, they're pitching, they're catching, they're stretching, they're running. Welcome to spring training.
And they're sweating off the burgers. There you
go. Yeah, right.
All right. Well, it's exciting. I'm glad. We get inch closer to baseball coming back. It's exciting. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.